Age Main Dupree. Let's get married. 722, 61 degrees. Kiss 104.1, Atlantis R&B. Good morning. It's the Morning Groove. I'm Art Terrell.
I'm Tony Moore.
I'm Zooman Miller.
On the Morning Groove this morning is a phenomenal woman that's doing for the kids in greater Atlanta and surrounding areas. We want to welcome from Sheltering Arms, Blythe Keeler. Welcome. Woo!
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Now, let me add how phenomenal she is. She is actually the president and CEO. So your questions about kids headed back to daycare can be answered today. Ms. Keeler, I'm just wondering. So schools shut down when this whole coronavirus crisis went into effect. I don't know if the daycare shut down, but did you actually close your business?
Yeah, so, you know, the governor really never closed daycares and child care centers in the way that schools were closed. Mm-hmm. And so many of us were left up to a very difficult decision to have close our doors during this time. And so when Governor Kemp made the initial announcement and following some of the public health authorities, we closed all of our centers mid-March, and that's when we shifted our focus to relief efforts.
What are some of the things that, you know, had to be done in order for you to bring kids back into Sheltering Arms?
Yeah, so we are in the midst of those plans to reopen, and while we've been closed, we have continued to stay in touch with every single family and provide them with the things that they need while they're with us. When we are open, we provide food every day. We provide diapers and wipes and formula. And so we had to make sure that we still got those things to our families during this time. And we continued to provide lessons and activities and resources for parents to continue to work with their children so they stay on the right developmental track.
So the governor is, I think, allowing 20 kids per room. How many kids are you guys going to take in?
So right now we are comfortable with the no more than 8 children in a room with 2 teachers. That tends to be our normal ratio anyway. We don't see numbers of 20 children until we get to the 4-year-old age group. But, you know, many childcare and daycare organizations are serving children as early as 6 weeks old. And so we would never have 20 children in those rooms because of licensing standards and just what feels right.
How do you guys handle the social distancing when kids love playing with each other, just being up on each other, being up on the adult?
Yeah, so that's the big challenge. And I think that is a challenge that many of us are going to face. And for those who remained open during the time, continued to face. You know, children want to be close to their friends. They want to run and give a hug to a teacher. They want to sit on a teacher's lap when it's story time. And so we're going to have to be really thoughtful about the way that we engage our children. A 2-year-old is a 2-year-old is a 2-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we are just going to have to be really mindful and thoughtful about the way that we're interacting with children of all ages.
Is there anything in particular that you need the parents to do to help you guys roll this out smoothly where it stays in line with all of the guidelines?
For parents, we'll have some specific requirements about what they can and can't bring into the center. You know, when you think about little children, right, they've got an extra change of clothes. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of things that come with them, but we'll have some very specific and strict guidelines so that we're not exposing any child to anything from anyone's home.
Is there going to be any, like, new curriculum?
Yes, but health and safety as a part of learning for children will have to be incorporated into the day-to-day because we also know very young children have, I mean, there's so many questions. I think why is the favorite question of very young children.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So
trust
we'll
me,
have
I know.
To make
why?
Sure that we, right?
Why? Why?
Right. Why? But why? Right? But why? So we'll have to make sure that we are explaining to them in an age-appropriate way what's happening and why it's important that we take these health and safety measures every day.
Man, my baby's 7-year-old. I want to send her to sheltering arms now. We want to take some time to thank the amazing director and CEO for Sheltering Arms, voted by the Atlanta Business League as one of the 100 most influential African-American women in Atlanta. She is none other than Blythe Keeler. Thank you so much for calling in to the Morning Groove.
And thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. 727, 61 degrees. Here's your live and local traffic.
Kiss 104.1 traffic.